Aye, well, I suppose, Ryan, obviously, look, there's, you know, I suppose running the business in Strabane, you know, it's, you know, when you see some of the decisions that's being made at council, I think it was never ever my intention or never ever on my radar, but more and more people obviously kept asking me about it. And, you know, when you look at the amount of independents currently on council at the minute, and there's not a lot of independents, so, you know, I think it was just a natural fit then, you know, obviously it was just wanting to install change.
And you've been talking about business interests, and this has been ongoing for a couple of months now, especially with the rates issue. What would be your top priority if you were to be elected as an independent councillor?
I think for me, you know, there is a number of, like, you know, things that certainly I've been speaking publicly about. One, definitely, you know, regenerating the town of businesses and looking at solutions, you know, that outside of the box, you know, and I know myself that I have obviously provided solutions before to council, and sometimes obviously they're just not heard. But also, you know, giving independent businesses very much a voice, you know, in trying to regenerate town centres. Other aspects, you know, I'm very much an avid supporter of obviously mental health and addiction issues as well, and I think that would be definitely one of the things that I would love to see more of and support it definitely in our community, especially in Strabane.
And having no strings attached to a political party, it does give you that freedom, doesn't it, to sort of take up different campaigns as you see fit, doesn't it?
I think it does, you know. While, look, obviously, you know, it's very much, you know, an independent status. The thing is, obviously, with a lot of these councils and sometimes political aspects, you know, the large majority is made up by parties, so there will need to be, obviously, in a voting scenario, there will need to be some input from these parties. But I think having an independent voice, really, you can fight for change and try and, obviously, get people to see change and hopefully get things across the line as well.
And you're already busy. You mentioned in your social media post announcing this that you've had to pick up another job alongside running your business. How are you feeling about getting onto a political campaign alongside that?
You know what? It was something, you know, that wasn't actually done very lightly. It has been an ongoing talks for a while now, especially with family members, you know, about, you know, there's lots happening, obviously, behind the scenes. But I think, you know, for me, like, obviously, I have a really good team there in my own business, and I couldn't do it without them, you know, and they very much run things. Aside of that, obviously, I am doing work outside of that, which is largely community-based work. You know, I've been involved in community-based work up and down the country for so long now that a lot of people aren't even aware of it. And I think for me, it is just a natural fit and a natural progression. You know, I'm still very young. You know, I'm coming 38 this year, but I think now, you know, I don't know. It's for me, like, I have a lot of passion. I love where I'm from, which is Strabane, and I really, as I said in my post, you know, I'm a dogged fighter when it comes to getting things locally and trying to get things done.